This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So very interestingly, Pfizer is getting sued by the Texas Attorney General for their claims and other assertions as it related to their COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I'm very mixed on this, right? I see both sides of everything. I do not like the vilification of pharmaceutical companies like we did with the opioid pandemic. But on the other end, I don't like the idea of profits that start to steer science. And so I think there does need to be oversight, and there does have to be a checks and balances and responsibility taken by these pharmaceutical companies. If they have a lot to gain from the drug that they are creating and then supplying the science behind. And in medicine, any time we would review a study, the first thing we looked at is who sponsored the study. If the pharmaceutical company sponsored it, saying, and it's about their drug, well, okay, now how objective can they be? Now, the FDA scrutinizes subjectivity and wants to make sure the data is objective as possible. But Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has accused Pfizer of fear-mongering and lies about the effectiveness of the COVID-19 vaccine. They say that the company insinuated that their COVID-19 vaccine could help end the pandemic. And so in a 54-page lawsuit, the Attorney General says Pfizer deceived the public. The lawsuit alleges that Pfizer engaged in false, deceptive, and misleading acts and practices by making unsupported claims regarding the company's COVID-19 vaccine in violation of the Texas Deceptive Trade Practices Act. Now, Pfizer was one of the first to get approved in December of 2020 with the vaccine. And I remember the very first press release. I don't remember word for word. But they had said that the Pfizer vaccine had 90% efficacy. I think originally in December, it had 90% efficacy in fighting COVID, minimizing hospitalization and death. Then Moderna came out saying we're 94.5% efficacy. And then, I think a couple days later, if not a day later, Pfizer said, no, we're 95%. Now, I thought that was very odd, but tic-tac, 90, 94, 95, considering flu shots is 60% on a good year. But I do remember that happening. That was a little odd. I'm like, when you're publishing studies, and it took you a year to study this, and you came out with a resounding 90%, and then Moderna comes out saying they're 94, and then you come back saying we're 95% effective. That did kind of, raise a couple eyebrows. Now, but it was a tumultuous time. People were scared. I got the Pfizer drug. I was pretty happy. I had minimal side effects, although I was very, very sore. I felt a lot worse after the booster, and so I didn't get any more boosters. But I'm reading through some of the statements of Pfizer, so I don't know if I would have access to the statement that are the statements in question of the fear mongering and the lies about the effectiveness. But the one thing that we as society can agree on is the message and the narrative although we were getting that from the Biden administration. Okay, I don't know how much of that we were getting from Pfizer and Moderna per se, but the message and the narrative was if you get the vaccine, you won't spread COVID. So we have to mandate it. So only people in the restaurant will have been vaccinated, like in California. Only people in the hospital. Only people in the military will have it so it doesn't spread. And as a doctor, as I said this before, the whole root of immunology already annihilates that argument because you have an immune response once the virus gets into you. That's your immune response. I don't fight COVID across the street. If my neighbor has COVID, my immunity doesn't fight him across the street. My immunity will fight COVID once it's in my body. And then I might exhale it out. If the virus doesn't have a place to take hold, it has to leave. Either we'll blow it out, either the particles will, either the virus will die on its own. But you having an immunity doesn't mean you can't spread it. And so when somebody said get the vaccine and you won't spread the virus, well, that's already a fallacy. Now, yes, you'll have a lower viral load. You'll spread the virus less if you're not sick and coughing and spewing it. But it doesn't mean you're completely immune, which made no sense why we had to fire our military, fire our nurses, fire our first responders. That was absolutely ridiculous. So if Pfizer played a role in using non-science to push their drug, because what's going to happen is the lawsuits are going to come. They've already started. And even though they've been battled out, there's going to be a lawsuit that'll get through. And the Biden administration will say, hey, Moderna and Pfizer said it would help stop the pandemic. That's why we mandated it. And like with anything, people finger point and try to share blame. So, you know, Pfizer officials said they never promised an end of the pandemic. And again, I haven't seen a statement that said that, but there was a united entity and a united front to mandate a vaccine that, even though I think it did help save lives, much of the science behind it and the narrative was still not scientifically sound. And who's going to be responsible for that? So it'll be interesting to see what happens with this. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with
Extend. All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So, very interesting. We just heard in the news segment, right? Didn't we just hear in one of the news segments that there was a Christmas tree shortage? I've been hearing about that in the news. There's a Christmas tree shortage. Part of it was blamed on droughts. Part of it was blamed on there's fewer farms making Christmas trees. CNN, though, is reporting there's no shortage. CNN saying, no, there is no shortage of Christmas trees. But we're having multiple news outlets say there are a shortage of Christmas trees. We're also being told that the average Christmas tree is about 10 to 15% more expensive than it was last year. And the one thing I have been seeing is fewer and fewer houses decorating for Christmas. Now, people ask, you know, well, is it because they don't celebrate Christmas? No, because I see some wreaths, and sometimes I can see a Christmas tree, you know, through their window. When I walk the dog, and we love to look at the Christmas lights, and we walk around, and we have our decorations and our trees, and we have a big snowman, and we have, you know, these pretty blue icicles and what. It's really pretty. I love what we did. But I see more and more, or I see less and less, fewer and fewer homes decorating for Christmas. Now, the average, the studies have looked at, surveys have looked at, what does the average person pay for the Christmas holiday for decoration? We're not talking meal, we're not talking presents, we're just talking in terms of decoration. And they say the average family spends anywhere from $200 to $500 for decorations alone. And then trees could be any price. And the putting up Christmas lights, that could go into the thousands. For me, I spent a few hundred on the lights to decorate. I didn't hire anybody. I did it myself, you could tell. I don't know if you guys saw it on Twitter and Facebook. You know, I did. I did all the bushes. I put the icicles in the trees, and you see the flowing lights. And then I have a big snowman, and then I also have another big snowman with penguins. Those cost about $40 to $60 each, those big, huge inflatables. And then the lights, but I keep collecting, I keep buying more, and I build each year. So maybe altogether, you know, I maybe only spent an extra $100 this year, but also, you know, the cords and things like that. But that's kind of a lot of money just for decor. And then when you look at some of the houses in my neighborhood where they decorate the roof, they hired people. That could be in the thousands. And I noticed that fewer and fewer people are, one, risking it themselves, putting things up on their own roof, you know, or B, spending the money. And, you know, I talked about how there are ways to decorate for the holidays so you don't have to be that out of pocket. And I'm noticing more and more of the inflatables. The inflatables are a great deal. I understand they might not be as pretty as having the lights up on the roof, but the inflatables are starting to become more and more popular because you don't have to hire somebody. You just plug it in. You can put them on the timer. And as I've seen some inflatables, $20. I've seen some $60, $80. And it takes up a good amount of your front yard. Then you add some lights to some of the bushes. You could get by decorating for under $100. Have a pretty wreath. Now, I've seen cars. People decorate their cars. That was really, really cool. I saw one car when I took my friend's mom and my mom to bingo the other day. There was a car. I'll post a picture. It had wrapping paper on its hood. It had a Christmas tree. But a Christmas tree decoration, but it looks like it's bringing home a Christmas tree where that's all snowy. And then it had the wreaths and garlands. Oh, it was really, really cool. And then I saw another car that had Christmas lights. Apparently you could get an adapter where you could put, I want to do that. I want to put Christmas lights on my Corvette. As I'm driving around, I want it to play some music. So, you know, you could decorate and you could do anything you like. In fact, another inexpensive way to decorate is I see some houses where they have this projector. And I was walking by this house and it looked like 3D red and blue lights that were all along a wall. And I go, those are gorgeous. And my husband's like, it's a projector. And we're looking, the closer you look, you can tell it's not 3D. It's projected onto a wall. But from afar, it looks like you have all these glistening red and blue little balls that are in decor. You could get a projector. I see snowflakes. I see, now again, I mean, not as cool as having thousands of lights all over your house. But if you are in a bind, you know, in terms of budget, which I totally get, you don't necessarily have to go through all the extra expenses. Mind you, a lot of people make extra money on the side decorating people's houses. So if you do hire somebody, trust me, they're feeding their family, that's great. But for those, you know, those of us who are like, look, I don't have that extra money, I'd rather spend that money on presents, save all your decorations. Understand that you don't necessarily have to hire somebody if you don't want to. There's a lot you could do on your own without, you know, risking falling off a ladder. You could decorate all the you could decorate all the bushes and the tree branches. A lot of people decorate their tree branches. And this way they don't necessarily have to go up on a ladder. It still looks good. It still looks pretty. So a lot of cool stuff. In fact, there's one holiday decoration I've seen for years, which is really cool. It's Santa in the outhouse. Have you seen that? It's a blow-up Santa, and apparently Santa's going potty. And you see the toilet paper?
It's an outhouse.
I don't know. Maybe not the most Christmassy, but they have these really pretty Christmas lights. They have reindeer, and then they have the Santa outhouse. And I kids love it. Yeah, and so the Grinch, a lot of people are bringing Grinch back. I'm not a big, I don't like Grinch Christmas decorations. I'd rather see the Rudolph and things like that, you know, but a lot of people are bringing Grinch. There's also Hanukkah blow-ups, you know, and there's also Hanukkah lights and things like that. You know, people always ask, why don't Jews decorate their home? And decorate, a lot do. We do Hanukkah decorations. Hanukkah decorations are big. You know, the decorating outside the house wasn't something that was done. We're starting to see more of it recently. There's nothing sacrilegious to it, so I don't know why. I think, remember, Hanukkah isn't the Jews, you know how Christmas is the biggest day of the year, you know, for Christians, as well as Easter. With Hanukkah became bigger, even though there is a lot of history, and it is big. That's not our big celebratory holiday. Purim is in the spring. But a lot of our holidays are, we're being persecuted, we overcome, miracles happen. In the story of Hanukkah, which we'll talk about later this week, it's a fantastic one. But Hanukkah has been getting bigger and bigger and has increased in significance of our holidays. Actually, one of our most important holidays is the High Holy Days, where we pray for forgiveness and we ask to be inscribed in the Book of Life, and we, you know, try to, you know, ask, you know, we confess our sins and we try to ask for forgiveness and make up with our enemies and all that other stuff that we do. That's kind of the biggest holiday. But as Hanukkah, because Christmas, and it's really hard to be Jewish, you know, in America, and liking your holiday when you don't get to be a part of all the Christmas festivities. And so I see a lot, including myself, I love to decorate, you know, for Hanukkah and for the holidays and not be the only dark house in the neighborhood. I love being, you know, because our neighborhood, we're trying to all be decorated, which I think is really, really cool. So no, I can't, I'm no rabbi, but there's no, you know, reason why you can't decorate for the holidays. You should be able to. There's no religious significance for that. It's fun. It's beautiful. It's colorful. But I get it's costly. And with Christmas trees rising in price, some of our neighbors, the Christmas trees, exquisite 16-foot trees. Like, wow. I think you could even hire people to decorate it. See, for me, I'd rather do my own decorating. When we do our tree at the Opportunity Village Magical Forest, we do need a ladder and all that, but, you know, the kids, we just all decorate. And it's fun. It's a family event to decorate the tree. And it's something that I love doing. And we've been doing it for years, with the Magical Forest. So for those of you that are a little, you know, stressing, you know, Christmas is coming up. It's coming up in a few weeks. You might not have a tree. You should be able to get sales and stuff. You know, one of my family members has a artificial tree. It's a beautiful artificial tree, but it was just easier for them because they can't, you know, always go and get a tree, and they wanted the perfect size for their perfect living room, and then they could decorate it any time, and, you know, they don't have the allergies and the Christmas tree syndrome that some people get, which we'll talk about, too. Some people are allergic to their tree. So they use an artificial tree. And again, not the same. I like the smell of a real tree. But you have options, and it's okay if one year it's not as robust as another. You know, people feel guilty. There's a lot of spending. There's a lot of anxiety this time of year, like we talk about with Christmas presents. You know, we'll talk about some ideas of what you can do to help save money. We always talk about that each year because you don't want to forget somebody. And the more you remember, the more it costs. And so, you know, you start to be like, you know, let me make enemies. So funny. You know, with the high holidays, you know, we make up with our enemies, but then you got to buy them all presents for Hanukkah. So it's almost like, can I just make up with you after Hanukkah so I don't have to buy you a present? All right, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The talk of impeaching President Biden heating up on Capitol Hill.
House Speaker Mike Johnson believes he has enough votes to launch an impeachment inquiry into President Biden. Over the weekend, Johnson said the inquiry has become a necessary step.
Israel considering a plan to pump seawater into the tunnel system underneath the Gaza Strip to drive Hamas militants out of their hiding places. Experts are warning it's hard to tell what it will do to groundwater reserves, sewage infrastructure, and the stability of nearby buildings. Florida lawmakers are not happy with the undefeated ACC champ Florida State University being left out of the college football playoffs. Former FSU football player turned Republican State Senator Corey Simon turned to X to call college football corrupt and lawsuits should be filed. Corey Myers, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So one thing I got very frustrated with, my biggest pet peeve, is you have a law, you train employees, you browbeat everybody into realizing you have to do things a certain way, or the federal government will come after you, will stop funding, and then a different narrative comes, and all that goes out the window. And you have companies that don't know what to do. They're damned if they do, damned if they don't. And one issue that is putting people between a rock and a hard place is the issue of transgender individuals in sports. And transgender individuals using what used to be same-sex bathrooms and locker rooms. So having worked for universities, one thing that we were very rigorously and aggressively trained on is Title IX. Title IX is never to be violated. And violations of Title IX include treating men or women unequally, sexual harassment, a co-worker exposing their penis to another co-worker or a student, feeling that they had to see somebody else's genitalia when they didn't want to, unwanted sexual contact, unwanted visualization. That violated Title IX. And schools would lose their funding in a heartbeat. A Title IX violation was one of the worst things that could be done on campus. And we had to go through rigorous videos after videos of training. You know, zip up after you go to the bathroom. Because you walk out of the men's room and the cow's poking its head out of the barn door, that could be a Title IX. And so, no dirty jokes, no sexual connotations, no body parts showing, no discrimination, nobody should feel unsafe, people should have a right to their privacy, Title IX. So when I started to hear that there were issues in schools as it pertained to locker rooms, biological male versus transgender, and mind you, I have an extended family member who's transgender, and so I do not want them vilified. I want them to be able to go to the bathroom without being bullied. But I've been wondering, how do schools handle it without violating Title IX? And the government then changed Title IX to say, if you don't allow transgender individuals to go to the bathroom of their choice or be on school, be in the locker room of their choice, then that's Title IX. And so I was wondering then what happened there, because if somebody does not want to be naked in front of a biological male, that's what Title IX protects. And so how do schools do it? And I don't want schools being damned if they do, damned if they don't. Laws are supposed to be clear. The guidance is supposed to be clear. So you can't take something that has been so ingrained and very aggressively enforced. You don't go there. You don't force, just like that student in Las Vegas who had to do a soliloquy in front of her class where she was staring at the classmate's genitals. He was dressed, but having to stare at his groin and say, I don't want that in me, you know, because I like women. And they didn't even want to do that assignment in class. That's what Title IX is supposed to protect. That's why you aren't supposed to have them. That was one of the reasons why we progressed in some of the assault and the harassment in the workplace, especially on campuses, because of Title IX. Well, now students in Oregon are suing the University of Oregon over Title IX, saying they violated it, right, based on their some of the treatment that they've had in terms of athletics and sports. And so we knew this would be happening. And so we need to have some guidance, though, because you can't have somebody sued if they only have two options and either option will get them sued. Now, I don't know all the logistics of the lawsuit. They say that female student athletes were deprived of equal treatment and benefits, athletic aid, equal opportunities in athletics. And so I'm not sure if this is one of the lawsuits that's including biological men in sports, but a big sort of controversy that is going to be making it to the courts, and if not already, is what happens when you have a biological male on your team, in your locker room, in your showers. Now, me, I'm very comfortable around transgender patients, transgender individuals. You know, true transgender individuals, they're rare. But true ones. You know, I feel completely safe around. But a big concern that people have is, well, what about, you know, what about those who are trying to take advantage of a sport? They've lost on the male side of things. So they're like, well, why don't I try the female side of things? And mind you, people do change their mind about their identity. I think there are a lot of individuals who feel that they're, nope, they might not really fit with societal's description and idea of a female. Now I think the lawsuit in Oregon also has to do with the football team. This always seems to happen in schools where the football team gets more of the funding, you know, because the football is making the money, and so football seems to get more of the attention and the money than some of the female sports. But there's a lot of schools grappling with, just like that sorority, who I think, I forget which university that sorority was a part of, that wasn't able to proceed with their suit based on Title IX because of a biological male being in their sorority. You have to give guidance. These schools are struggling. These employers are struggling. If a person sues because they got exposed to a penis that they were not supposed to be exposed to, you know, at work. But you could also get sued for not allowing a trans female to use the bathroom of their choice. You can't do that. You can't function in society where there's only two choices and you get sued for either way. You can't do that. And so that's my pet peeve. If you're going to say, look, now transgenders can use the bathroom of their choice, then you got to do something about Title IX. You can't just change Title IX. Well, what it's going to mean is now this and not the other. People need more guidance. And I hate seeing people caught between a rock and a hard place and not knowing where to go. My guess is what we're going to start to see is single-use bathrooms that just say male, female. And this way, it's not a group bathroom. I still don't know how schools are going to redo that, how they're going to. But, or the stalls will be, you know, they're going to probably redo bathrooms. And I was in France, and when we were at the Castle of Versailles, the castle was closed because it was a Monday. When we got into Versailles, it was a Monday. Who knew castle was closed? But we got to go outside in the gardens, and when we went to the bathroom was male-female. And it was fascinating because I'm with my boys, and I'm like, oh, yay, we can all go potty together. So the boys went to the urinals, and then the girls went to the stalls, and the boys were going in and out of the stalls, and it was really open, and it was communal. But I noticed there were a lot of people standing outside the door to make sure that there wasn't any, you know, shenanigans, and you know, communal bathrooms have happened, but it's just if a company's going to get sued for there being any exposure or assault in the bathroom, then you can't also sue them for not allowing communal bathrooms. 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are kicking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So it's getting cold in multiple cities, multiple parts of the country, and we want to protect our homeless. We want to protect our veterans. We want to protect individuals that don't have a place to live. And the numbers of people that don't have a place to live have soared exponentially because we don't have a secure border. And we are bringing in thousands upon thousands of migrants every week into this country. And so cities are scrambling to find places for them. The Biden administration is sleeping on the job. It's obvious. They want the people here, so hopefully they could be voters. That'll vote their way. Being a daughter of an immigrant, my father came here 20 years after their request to flee the Holocaust. I'm very, very grateful America gave my family a chance. It did take 20 years to be able to get here. They had to learn the language, take the classes, become citizens, pass the citizenship test, and then work and pay taxes. And I am grateful we have a process, and I want people who are fleeing persecution and fleeing dangerous conditions to be able to come to America. Did my family assimilate? Yeah, they learned the language. You could still be, people always ask, they go, what does it mean to assimilate? I mean, assimilate, there's a good and bad. Okay, assimilation has been used in a negative context where you give up who you are, your background, and just completely change to who you are and your surroundings. But nobody is asking for that. Nobody's asking for you to give up your religion, give up your culture. We want Italians and Greeks and Puerto Ricans and Nicaraguans and Russians. And we want people to still have their... That's what makes America so great. We have people of all lands and countries, and that's why America is great, because we learn what's so bad in other countries, and we try not to replicate that, although lately we have been replicating it. But on the other end, for you not to learn the language, for you to expect that there is going to be somebody that will speak your language. I mean, you go to a new country, you have to learn the language. When my family fled Austria and Germany, they had to learn Hebrew because they were going to be in Israel, and they did learn it. And then when they came to America, they had to learn English, and they did. And these days, people are like, oh my gosh, how would I learn another language? Apparently, you do. When you move to another country, that's what you do. Now there's options. Nah, it's okay. Don't worry. We'll find a translator for you. We'll come up with an app. If you can't, and so that is a concern. Because also in terms of assimilation, meaning you are going to now take on a role as a hardworking American. You are going to go and get a job. You are going to pay taxes. If you're going to become an American, then you're also going to do what other Americans do: pay taxes, build the community. And so when people come here and they don't pay taxes, that is a form of non-assimilation. Now, they're going to just kind of stick to their neighborhood, hopefully get money. And I'm not saying all migrants are doing that. A lot of people are coming in and they are working and they are trying to learn the language. But there have been a lot of complaints all over the world of migrants coming in or people coming in and immigrating and not necessarily wanting to take on and be a part of the community that embraced them. And yeah, that's not, So like, for example, somebody might come into this country, they might see, an American woman with a skirt and a short skirt, and then they shun them, or they give them dirty looks, or they, yell at them for being whatever. Well, I mean, in America, we wear mini skirts. That's kind of what we do. Mind you, I think some of the skirts are way too short and ridiculous. But if you're from another country and they don't do that in your country, you aren't going to force America to be like the country of your origin. Don't have that expectation. So it's a concern that people have. Well, migrants are getting a bad rap. Some of these migrants are good people. But you have people disguising themselves as migrants that could be cartel criminals. We've actually seen people that have come to this country committed crimes, committed rapes. And so when people say, oh, man, when you look at the right, they're all anti-migrant. They're not anti-migrant. I mean, they're pro-immigration policy. They're pro-American. But there has to be, control. There has to be, a process. There has to be funds. There also has to be homes. So we're being told that a New York City senior resident ejected their American residence, such as an Army veteran, to make room for migrants. Now, I'm getting this. The source is called Thrifty Guardian. And they said a 94-year-old Army veteran, Frank Tomorrow, lived in the Island Shores senior residence in New York City for 5 years. He was going to live out the rest of his days there. But in September 2022, the faculty put up notices to let the residents know that the facility was shutting down. So they had to leave. Shutting down. They were given until March. The situation was scary because he's 94. He can't move around like he used to. He didn't even know where he'd go. So he and the other 53 seniors living at Senior Shore Residence basically got evicted and had to go somewhere. Now, the owner of the senior living facility was a New York City nonprofit organization called Homes for the Homeless. They said they were selling the senior living facility to focus on core mission of serving homeless families. And they also said the preferred buyer of the facility would be another senior operator. Now, Tomorrow and the other senior residents discovered why they were forced to move out. Homes for the Homeless made an arrangement with City Hall to convert the facility into a shelter to house migrants. And the government is paying good money for this. So if they're not making money on their current residents, they might give them the boot so they can then get the government money for migrants. They say the Island Shore senior residence allegedly was one of 200 buildings converted into an emergency shelter for migrants. When the first migrant families moved into the Island Shores facilities in September 2023, word got out. Protesters rallied outside the facility, according to law enforcement, and then some tried to prevent buses and migrants from reaching the facility. Now, New York City Mayor Eric Adams said the city was in a desperate environment with no end in sight to the more than 10,000 new migrants coming into the city every month. Again, there's no help coming from the Biden administration, although everybody blames GOP. And so, Mr. Tomorrow, I'm not exactly sure where he went now. He went into his new senior residence, but then he fell. And then he found himself in a hospital. And so he didn't want to go back to the new facility. And he hated the new facility because, again, you know, when an older person lives in their senior facility, they get used to it. They get, you know, and it's, so when you look at every, you know, a facility does have a right, you know, to seek profit. They do have a right to, you know, find more profitable opportunities. But it's sad that people had to be ejected from their home because of the migrant crisis. And, you know, if you're not going to get American support for what's happening on the border, when Americans, especially our military, that should be guaranteed a place to live, especially for being 94 years in America, paying taxes for 70 plus of them. You know, these sort of shenanigans, you know, don't really help the border effort. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.